Good morning to you all and Happy New Year. We're glad that you're here in the Lord's house on this Sunday morning. And in our call to worship, we have come to Ruth chapter 3. And Ruth chapter 3 begins with a statement by Naomi, where she says, "Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?" Have you ever thought about what she was talking about, seeking rest? Some would have it, well, he's talking about basically Naomi's rest, that she would be brought back to her land and she would be among her own people. But Naomi is talking about marriage for Ruth. That's the only way any of this was going to happen. Have you ever thought of marriage as rest? Think about this in the broader context. What is the rest that you and I are going to enjoy for all eternity? It's the rest in the marriage that we have with Jesus Christ. What's the first thing that we do? Well, we have the judgment seat of Christ, that purging, that purifying that takes place. And then we have the marriage supper of the Lamb, the final consummation of all the ages of the Lord bringing unto Himself His own. And you and I will enjoy that. That is our rest. Matter of fact, in the book of Hebrews, over and over again, you have that, "Have ye entered into rest?" Well, the picture here is for Ruth. Naomi is very concerned that she might know rest, that she might have that marriage that would solidify things for her. She had lost her first husband, and Naomi was concerned for her and sought for her rest. "Shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?" You know, when you think about marriage, where you think about two people that God brings together, that they might become one. And there is a completeness in that marriage ceremony and in the life that comes as a result of that. There is incompleteness without it. Now, God does not desire for everyone to be married. God has chosen in many cases for some to remain single, and God's used them in remarkable ways. Paul said, "I'm glad I'm not married," because of the work that God had called him to do, the intensive amount of travel, it just wasn't going to be something that would work well. But for many others, God calls for marriage, and there's a completeness in that. And that's what Naomi sought for Ruth. As we're going to see in chapter 3, as the story unfolds, and by the way, there is not one iota of sexual intent here in chapter 3, when Ruth goes and meets Boaz there in the threshing floor. There were many other people that were there. This was the time of harvest, this was a threshing time, and they were working that entire, they slept there on the threshing floor. So there's no impropriety at all that's involved with that. But what unfolds is God bringing rest to not only Ruth, but also to Naomi. Because through that marriage, Naomi's rest would come as well. And so I'm thankful that in Jesus Christ, you and I this morning have rest. And it will be fully culminated in the future when we stand in His presence. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Is that something that encourages you, that purifies your heart, the coming of the Lord? I pray that it is.